the culinary arts in the Monte Cuculi era. As we follow in the footsteps of Raimondo Montecuculi and his ancestors, who ruled over the central Frignano region from the beginning of the second millennium, it would be a pity to overlook the local culinary tradition. It may have become richer and more elaborate over the years, but it still features the ingredients and flavors of days gone by. The importance of food, not just for sustenance, but as an art form, the result of much creativity and research, is attested by the priceless medieval and Renaissance cookery books that have come down to us. Some dishes derive, of course, from peasant tradition, while others originated in the homes of the feudal nobility. In those times, much use was made of game, pork, hogs were important from the Middle Ages onwards, wild greens, pulses, and high-protein chestnuts. Tradition has it that in the 1500s, Countess Ricciarda Molza, the wife of Galeotto I Montecuculi and grandmother of the famous General Raimondo, was very fond of cooking and would prepare delicious dishes for banquets held in honour of important guests. So never fear that after visiting a village or castle, you will be unable to find a decent restaurant or trattoria. On the contrary, here is an opportunity to continue your explorations through the delights of first-class homemade fare. Arguably, the most traditional and widespread dish in the Apennine Hills is crescentine, commonly known as tigelle, rounds of flat bread made from a dough containing flour, water, and yeast. Originally, these were cooked between small discs of terracotta, called tigelle, preheated in the fireplace until red hot. Tigelle are accompanied by salami, ham, or a paste of lard, garlic, and rosemary. Another delicacy is borlenga, common in the Guglia area. A crisp piece of puff pastry cooked on large metal plates, then spread with a lard mixture and Parmesan cheese. No less delicious is giaccia, a kind of tigella but softer, typical of the Palagano area. Fresh handmade pasta is the basis for tortellini, cooked in stock, and tortelloni, which are filled with potatoes, as is traditional at Montese, or more commonly, ricotta cheese flavoured with sage. Lastly, there is no shortage of roast or stewed meat, and dishes based on mushrooms, and at Montefiorino, matchless truffles. To brighten up the meal, a sparkling dry Lambrusco will add a touch of lightness to a cuisine that is never less than substantial. But the gastronomic experience does not end here. There are still desserts to be tried, often based on woodland fruits or chestnuts, as well as jam tarts and fritters. At this point, your host cannot let you leave without offering you a taste of a local liqueur, distilled from walnuts known as nocina, laurel berries or juniper, or a woodland fruit grappa. This should set you up to resume your journey and continue exploring the vast and ancient fiefdom of the Monte Cuculi. To try succulent 17th century recipes, food buffs should get hold of the Ricettare della Contessa Ricciarda, the Countess Ricciarda's recipe book, a fascinating publication based on ancient medieval and Renaissance recipes and popular tradition. It brings to life an ancient culinary tradition that remains appetizing and enjoyable to the present day.